We're continuing in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Hilchot Basar Bechalav, the book by Rabbi Pfeiffer. And we had discussed last time that a pot that absorbed flavor, after 24 hours, that flavor is no longer positive. He said there are exceptions to this rule, but our general assumption is that after me'es le'es, after you've gone through 24 hours, that means me'es, from this time, le'es, to the same time tomorrow, that's another way of saying 24 hours, after the same time tomorrow, so then it is notein tam lifgam. So then the pot gives out a negative flavor, even though it absorbed good meat or good milk, whatever the pot was. After 24 hours, we assume that the flavor in that's being absorbed into the pot has been harmed, and what comes out is no longer a positive flavor. It is noten tam nifgam. So, after 24 hours, we would say that noten tam nifgam enose. When it gives out a negative flavor, so that doesn't prohibit it. So if I use a pot, a milk pot, that's eino bein yomo, if I use a milk pot that has not been used in the last 24 hours with meat, so then now the meat is not prohibited because it did not absorb a positive milk flavor into it. That's what we discussed. We don't do it lechatchila, but if it happens, so then that doesn't prohibit the meat. So our assumption is generally that after me'et le'et, after 24 hours, it is notein tam lifgam. Now you have to remember, this is only true of flavor that's being absorbed. We're not talking about actual milk or meat. V'lachin, we're up to halacha he. Kol ma shebi'anu, shim bishel b'sich halavi naki legamri basar. Everything we explained, that if you cooked in a dairy dish, if you cooked meat in it, that the meat becomes prohibited because it absorbed the milk flavor. That's only if the pot has been used in the last 24 hours to cook milk in it. Then, being that the flavor of milk in the pot is still fresh, that's why that flavor will cause the meat to be prohibited. But if 24 hours passed since you cooked milk in that pot, the flavor of milk that's in the pot has been ruined. And therefore, the milk flavor that comes out of the walls of the pot will not prohibit the meat. And so the meat is permissible to be eaten. You got nothing to worry about because it did not, we don't consider it that it absorbed milk, it absorbed a negative flavor. So when I have a vessel that's eino ben yomo, it is not, has not been used within the last 24 hours, so then it is noten tam lifgam, it gives out a negative flavor, and then it is lo aser, it doesn't prohibit anything. Okay? V'chen lehefech, and the same is true with the inverse. Bisari, bisir bisari, if I have a meat pot, so habalua betam basar, I used it for my chont on Shabbos. But then comes Matzei Shabbos, I empty out the pot, and now tonight, on Sunday night, a guest shows up and uses it to cook their milk. If 24 hours have passed since the last time we cooked meat in it, then the flavor that's in the walls of the pot has been ruined. So if you cook milk in it now, that milk will not become prohibited. The milk, we assume, absorbed the negative flavor, and we no longer consider it that you had meat and milk cooking together. So we are talking now about kelim, dishes. If I use pots, if I by mistake use meat for milk or milk for meat, if they haven't been used in the last 24 hours, they don't prohibit the food they were that was cooked in them. Okay?
Used means 24 hours from when you cleaned them, correct?
No. 24 hours from the last time they had hot meat in them.
Hot meat?
Hot meat. If I had cold meat, that's not ben yomo. Ben yomo means in the last 24 hours, I boiled the meat inside.
If I've made food on Shabbos, I've got leftover chicken in it.
Right.
Sitting in the fridge.
In the fridge. That's not Ben Yomo.
Now,
Ben Yomo means in the last 24 hours it was heated.
So then on Sunday we finish the chicken, I wash it, somebody comes into the house, sees it sitting on the side and puts boiling milk in it.
Was it used? Did you heat the meat inside in the last 24 hours?
No.
Okay.
Okay. That's
not Ben Yomo.
So even if it's been cold for the last 20, if as long as it's been cold for the last 24 hours, you wash it, somebody comes and puts milk in it, it's fine.
Right. So long as I haven't boiled meat in that pot in the last 24 hours. We're going to learn more details. You had a question?
Oh, yeah. What material are we talking about here?
Mechanical? Good question. So far we're assuming we're using metal pots, okay? Different
like
metal pots. Stainless steel, metal pots.
Because I heard there's something with glass that glass is considered not
porous. We haven't spoken about pot glass or earthenware yet. You're right. We're talking about metal pots so far. Good question.
Cast iron pot.
Cast iron pot, yeah.
Where is a glass pot? We're going
to
get there.
We'll get there. We still have to talk about glass. We'll get to that. The af shamanu shetama balua basir eino osir. Even though we said that flavor that's been absorbed into the pot after 24 hours no longer prohibits the food. Because after 24 hours, the flavor that's absorbed is ruined. That's only if by mistake you made a mistake. And by mistake you cooked milk in a meat pot. Or you cooked meat in a milk pot by mistake. But if you want to say, 24 hours pass and I could use my meat pot for dairy. 24 hours pass, now I'll use my dairy pot for meat. Asur chachamim, that's rabbinically prohibited. Lismoch al zeh v'levashel basar b'sir chalav sheino ben yomo, or hefech. The rabbis forbade that, that's obvious. V'atam pashut, it's a simple reason. Sheim natir levashel b'sir basar sheino ben yomo chalav. Because if we're going to say, you could use your chum pot Sunday night for milk, u'v'sir chalav sheino ben yomo basar, and the pot you cooked your cereal with on Monday, well, come Tuesday, you could use it for meat. We're going to have a lot of confusion in our kitchens. People will end up getting confused. Did I use that last for meat or milk? And then people will end up doing the biblical prohibition of cooking meat in a milk pot within 24 hours of milk in a meat pot. People would end up confusing things. Even so, every week there are tons of questions that come in. My daughter got mixed up. We used this and that and that and this. By mistake, we stirred with this spoon in that pot. And even what we just discussed, that the dish that was cooked in the pot after 24 hours does not become prohibited, nonetheless, the pot is considered that it became not kosher. If I want to use my chum pot, I had a guest, I had a babysitter, and she was sure this is the dairy side of the kitchen. She took the meat pot, she heated up cereal for herself, and then I walk through the front door and I see milk bubbling in the chulen pot. Okay, let's assume I'm a really good cleaner. My chulen pot is clean. There's no oils on it, no fats on it, it's clean. So my only problem is the flavor that's been absorbed into the pot. Well, wait a second. Have I used it the last 24 hours for meat? No, I didn't use it. So I could let her enjoy her milk, and I don't have to say anything. Fine. But what about my pot? I can't use it for meat, because there's been milk cooked inside. I can't use it for milk, because there's been meat cooked inside. So I can't use that pot. That pot is not kosher anymore. I have a problem. You'll tell me, but wait a second. The meat flavor is no longer positive. 24 hours passed. The milk flavor... No, wait another 24 hours. That's no longer positive. That's also fine. We don't do that. Once we've had this mix up, so now we can no longer use that pot until we kasher it. We will still discuss in a later chapter how we kasher it, but you cannot use that pot without kashering it. That pot is considered not kosher now. For example, if by mistake you cook meat in a dairy pot, even though 24 hours passed since you cooked milk in it, you could eat that meat. That meat's kosher. אבל הסיר אסור, but the pot is not kosher. כי לבשל בו חלב אסור משום שבלח שם הבשר שנתבשל בו, as we explained, you can't cook milk in it anymore, it absorbed the meat flavor, etc. ולשל עוד פעם בשר סוג עדיין בלוע בו גם כן טעם החלב הישן. You can't continue using it for meat because it still has all the old milk that was absorbed in it. ולכתחילה אסור לבשל בשר בגלי שבלוע בטעם חלב אפילו שלא נתקלקל, ולכן תקנה סיר ללהגילו. You can't use that pot for either one. Your only choice is to kosher it. ולפי זה, with this we conclude the chapter. לפעמים יוצא להלכה כך. Sometimes the halacha will say like this. אם בישל בשר בשיר חלבי שאינו בן יומו, if you cook meat in a dairy pot that hasn't been used in the last 24 hours, הבשר, so then the meat, בדיעבד מותר. After it's been done, it's kosher. Right? You don't have meat and milk together. You have meat and water cooked in a dairy pot. The dairy pot hasn't been used in 24 hours. You could eat that meat. ואם שוב יבשל בו בשר בשוגג, בוודאי גם כן יהיה מותר. What happens if you use the pot twice? You cook your cholent, take out the cholent. Then you still didn't realize it's a dairy pot. You cook your chicken for Shabbos. Okay, that's kosher. No problem. Because the pot has not been used in 24 hours for dairy. Omnam, im achar shebishel bo basar bo bayom betaut bishel bo chalav. What happens if you took a dairy pot that hasn't been used in 24 hours? You made a mistake, you cooked your meat in it. Oh no! Okay, you take out the meat, you say, I learned that, that's kosher, because it hasn't been used in 24 hours. You clean out the pot. You put it on the drying rack to dry, you go out for mincha. You come back, you see your wife just put milk in that pot, and she's cooking, she's heating up the milk to make cereal. So what's the din in that? It's not okay, because you used it within the last 24 hours for meat. So being that you didn't kosher it yet, so now she used the dairy pot for dairy. But you're going to walk through the front door and say, honey, that milk's not kosher. And she's going to say, why? And you'll say, because that's a meat pot. And she'll say, no, it isn't. It's a dairy pot. And you'll say, it was a dairy pot. And she'll say, what'd you do to my kitchen, right? go back to Mincha, right. But then that milk is biblically prohibited, though. That milk is a sudoraita, because the pot absorbed the flavor of the meat when you mistakenly cooked meat in it. Now it's a ben yomo, it's within the last 24 hours. Vadai shachalav asu midoraita vasu bana. That milk is prohibited biblically, and you're not even allowed to derive benefit from it. Because we said if meat and milk are cooked together, then you're not allowed to derive benefit.
You can't give it to your dog.
So you can't give it to your dog. Tari, being that the meat flavor is still fresh. So the milk absorbed the fresh meat flavor. And now it's considered meat with milk. You have to pour it down the toilet. But what happens if you made a mistake? You cooked meat in it. So now what you should do is you should label it. You tape on a sign that says, Treif needs kashering. But you didn't do that. You said, I'll get to it. And then tomorrow you come back from Mincha and you see your wife cooking milk in it. Well, wait a second. 24 hours passed since you cooked meat in it. Yeah. So then, by mistake, your wife cooked milk in it. She says, what'd you write on this tarf? What is tarif? And you say, no, it's treif. But now, wait, what's the deal with the milk she cooked in it? 24 hours passed, right? Hachalav mutar, kitam basar shebasir kvar gam ken kvar nifgam ve'noser chalav. Being that 24 hours passed since you cooked the meat in the dairy dish, so now, if by mistake you used it for dairy again, the dairy is still kosher.
And the pot, what happens to the pot?
You have to kosher the pot.
The pot is still...
The pot. The idea of waiting till Pesach is switching from meat to milk. Here I'm not switching, I'm kashering it back to what it was initially. Our sages didn't want us to keep switching from meat to milk. So they said, don't switch a meat pot to a dairy pot, because then you'll have confusion. People will constantly switch their pots back and forth, and they'll end up having problems in their kitchen. So there our sages said, when you kasher a pot for Pesach, so then you could already switch it from meat to milk. But to just take a pot at home and switch from meat to milk, that our sages didn't want us to do. But here, where I'm koshering it, so that we'll still get to.
One quick question. Let's say